This is Al Simpson. Can a multilingual America actually survive? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Serbs and Croats and Azerbaijanis and Armenians and the French Canadians and other English-speaking Canadians, India, are all examples of people living under one flag who cannot communicate with each other. The result in each of these sad cases has often been conflict, hate, and disintegration. Today, in many American cities, ethno-linguistic lines already define and divide gangs and ghettos in several areas. Ted, time after time, you have discounted and scoffed, even ridiculed, the importance of English as being an instrument of commonality. But the simple fact is, language and cultural differences isolate so many communities. This isn't Al Simpson talking, this is reality. Ted, we can help to fix this serious problem by focusing our efforts and tax dollars on English language training rather than on separate but equal status for every single language group in America. Are you with me, Ted?
Al, we do need to focus our efforts and tax dollars on English language training. Immigrants and non-English speakers want to learn English to succeed in America. Parents want their children to know English well. Latinos, Asians, and other immigrants fill long waiting lists for adult English classes. The problem is not lack of desire to learn English, but lack of educational resources to teach it. The best way is bilingual education. While students learn English, they also get good instruction in their native language, which increases their achievement in all other subjects. English-only ordinances and workplace rules are counterproductive. That's why Miami recently repealed its divisive English-only ordinance. That was an impressive step towards tolerance, unity, and mutual respect. Forced conformity won't work, Al. Neither will your chip-on-the-shoulder approach. The real threat we face is intolerance, not diversity. Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.